Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show, here to show you how our choices today do affect other people, our kids, our relationships, our careers, and businesses, which cause generational impact. You will hear from guests and experts from around the world. She's here to help you follow through on the it to live a stellar life. And now, here's your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome to our show, everyone. We're so grateful that you're here with us. Today, we are going to be talking about finding the soulfulness in our life and what that truly means. We have specialist Serena Aggie Breen here with us today. She is a hot mess busy mama who focuses on internet marketing and social marketing for social media. She also loves to help others find their passion and purpose as they move forward to make their dreams a reality in the home-based business arena. She is a busy mom of four busy kids, and she's got some stories to share with you today about how she landed up in this on the podcast. We're so glad that you are here with us today, Serena. So just tell us a little bit about how you got started, you know, finding the soul in your life. I'd love to hear about that.
Hi, how are you, Heather? I'm so excited to be here. I started out in this business kind of by accident. I really was not looking for anything else to do. I really had just experienced a lot in my life that kind of put me under, I guess, is the best way to kind of explain it. I was feeling really down. I had experienced a lot of loss, actually. My son was really, really sick. We almost lost him to a congenital heart defect that required a lot of attention and hospitalization. And at the same time, I lost my only sibling, my sister, in a very tragic, very unexpected accident. So, I definitely wasn't looking for something else to do. And it took me a long time to really wrap my head around getting my life back together. But when I did find myself in the throes of the idea of, doing something home-based, what I found is that it really kind of soothed my soul to be able to try and help other people, find a purpose for themselves and, give of myself, to, try and lift them up.
Right.
And that's kind of how a kind of a quick version of how I got started.
Right. Love it. So when did you start to, when you had your kids and then you started your home-based business, and how did all kind of like, give us the overview of how all that fits together in your world?
Well, sometimes it doesn't always work out. And I mean, I guess that's the best thing about being, what we call a mom boss, like take for instance, the past few days, I'm going to just throw it out there. But, we had scheduled this podcast. And of course I got the dates wrong because I call myself the hot mess busy mom. And I always say, if I can do this, anybody can. I'm telling you, I am the hottest mess that you can possibly imagine. I mean, sometimes I don't understand how my husband deals with me, but it just kind of all works because, you just put it together and something's driving you forward. You just make it work. Today, I was about to do this podcast in a bathroom at the movies. Because I have four, I came out to my car, so it's quieter, but you just make it work because you have an intention. You have an intention to give yourself and your loved ones a better life. And, you put it to work and you just make it happen because you have to. You wake up every day and, you just put the pieces together and make the wheels spin. And that's just the best way I can explain it. You know, there's just no other way to put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been through, had three kids, and it's interesting because they're teenagers, but even yesterday it was, I had a podcast to record on a Sunday because I do work to accommodate my clients, because that's just what we do as mom, as business owners, as mom bosses, that's what we do. And, but there's also that self-care piece that comes into play. And I mean, we had, you know, been at breakfast with my mom, because Sundays is our family time, because my kids are older and they're university students, they're grade 12, they're high school students. So they're busy and they work and they have their activities and their friends. So you have to really schedule in that family time, just like what you did today. And sometimes it conflicts because and sometimes there is a conflict. And so you just, and they understand that, but it's just that whole scheduling piece sometimes. And when you're dealing with an international client base, or the time zones can sometimes mess you up.
Yes. It just, but you just figure it out. You figure it out and you do the best that you can. And the lovely part about this kind of business is that everybody just gets it, because everybody's in the same position and everybody's in the same shoes.
Yeah.
And you just kind of all work together to make it work, and you just kind of all lift each other up and, you know, understand what each person is going through.
Living the stellar life. This is the Heather Andrews Show.
And I believe that the children, when they're taught resiliency, and they're also, they see you walking a different walk than everyone else, it makes them know that they can have it too. And I am one that my kids are going to university. They are, you know, moving toward those degrees and things. But I have told them though that you need that university piece to, and I know other people have different opinions about this, but for me, it was a credibility factor. And as soon as you had a post-secondary education, it gave you opportunities that you might not have had otherwise. And that's where I've said to them, but I said, there's so many other things that come with a secondary learning of any description. It doesn't have to be a degree. It doesn't have to be, but any kind of learning that you can do as an adult sets you aside. It sets you up for a different perspective. And that for me is the one thing that, and they've seen me in an entrepreneurial space ever since they were young. And they understand the value of work. They understand the value of working together as a team. And my children now, like, I travel quite a bit, and my kids who are adults, they have their cars, but I can phone them on any given day and I can say, will you go do this for me? I forgot to do it. They're like, yes, mom, of course. Absolutely.
Yep.
And that is, and that it's a respect.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Perfect. And you know what? It really just, and I think when you raise them like that, it's huge. And you're setting that precedence, because they see you, you're around for them, but they also see the benefits of what you're doing in that, in your media, you know, in that social media marketing realm. So can you give us like sort of the top three things that you would like to share with our listeners if they're looking at, you know, starting like a network marketing, internet marketing, or social media marketing company?
Sure, absolutely. First and foremost, I think that, you know, a lot of times you get into this business thinking that it's going to be easy. And I'm going to tell everybody out there right now, this is not easy. It is simple, but is not easy. And you need to be resilient and have the mindset that it's work, but it is a beautiful and amazing kind of work, because you get to do this by yourself, not by yourself, but for yourself. So it's a really cool thing to be an entrepreneur, but it's not easy. The second thing that I would kind of like to put out there is that, you know, no matter what anybody tells you, this business is all about what's between your ears. And I 100% fully believe that. Meaning it's all about your brain. It's all about what you tell yourself. every single day. Staying positive in this business is what's going to get you the furthest, no matter what. So, you know, when you want to quit, don't, because that's probably when you're going to have your biggest breakthroughs. That's probably one of the top things that I have to tell myself every day is, you know, don't quit, because that's when you're going to have your next breakthrough. And third is, I probably have to say, you know, most importantly is giving of yourself. And that is probably out of the three, the biggest. So for me, I know at the beginning of my journey, it was all about the end game and how much money we're going to make in this business. But as I began my journey, especially with mentorship, things kind of snapped and changed for me when I realized that giving of myself to others was a much bigger piece than receiving. And it's kind of like Christmas, if I could put it that way. It was, you know, for me, I always liked Christmas because I loved giving presents. I didn't really ever care about what I was getting back. And it's the same thing in this business for me. Helping people and sharing what I know now is a way bigger thing and attribute for me than receiving back. And the nice part about it is that naturally, when you're on that path, things just come to you. It's all about karma. When you put out good, good comes back to you. So those will probably be my top three things.
That is awesome. And I love when you talk about the karma and the serving of others. Just very, very key things. Because we do get caught up in the money piece. And it's always, and it's a mind shift to know that, you know, with the more I give and the more, and it does come back. And when you present yourself in that space, it's amazing. And it's one of those pieces of the power of connection. And it's sort of one of those things that people refer in your business when you build those relationships and you know, how can I help you today? And in society today, it seems that it's what's in it for me is a lot of the question. And I always approach things from the perspective of what's in it for, like, what can I do to make it about you, right? Like, or, you know, something like that. Like, how can I serve you to make your life better? And that's the power of these podcasts, is that we get to interview wonderful, wonderful women and bring that home to other women who are, you know, in a space of, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't get out of this. Because they're going to take something from every single person. And I love when you shared your mindset tips. That was just so beautiful. And we all have the life challenges, and it's just how we react to them that is just so key. And I love the resiliency piece. That's when you talk about the resiliency, it's not just action based, but it's also mindset based. And I hear, and I know you've talked about this a little bit. We've talked about it before in our conversations and even today. So what is that resiliency piece, and what does that look like for you in your life, and how do you react to it, and how do you, you know, if something goes wrong, how do you not let it wreck your day? And I think that that's really a key topic, with having four young kids and a home-based business and a busy mom and a great relationship with your husband. If you can just kind of dive into that a little bit, that would be awesome.
Sure. I think for me, you know, coming from where I have come from in my life, honestly, you know, first of all, there's always somewhere and something that could be worse, to be honest. You know, it's never really that bad. Like, is it that bad that my kids are in the movies right now and I was in a bathroom? No, it's really not that bad. It's actually kind of funny. You know, So nothing's really ever that bad. It's not going to ruin my day. Is it terrible that, like, my pizza might have burned, or, like, you know, no. You know, you can always look back at it and laugh about it. You know, nothing's really that terrible. You just kind of have to laugh it off, let things roll off your back, you know, maybe your kid's book report is going to get done a little later than you wanted it to. You know, maybe you're going to turn something in like, you know, a day later than you wanted it to. You just kind of have to roll with the punches. And that's what I do. You know, just take things for what they are. The universe is giving you things as you can take them. And that's just kind of how I look at things. Things happen for a reason. And I just take things as they come. And then when they come, I deal with them piece by piece. I'm not a super reactive person. And I guess I just kind of learned that because my life has been the way it has been. So it's just kind of like a learned behavior for me. And I'm more proactive. So I just, you know, I've learned to just be the calm person that I am. And I hope that my kids can get that from me and my business partners and the people that I am around and I'm, you know, influencing. And, you know, like I said, I just kind of roll with the punches and take things as they come. And I think it's a pretty good space to be in, because if not, you get all excited and upset. And there's just really, for me, there's no room or time for that, because I have a lot of things I'm doing. And, you know, I just want to be happy and, you know, satisfied and love my life.
That's awesome. That is so powerful. So powerful. So if there was someone that you had to give advice to about there being like the most influential part of your journey, what would it be? Like, did you have a mentor? Was there a journey that you were on that kind of influenced you to pick the career that you did, or the home-based business that you did?
So I started out, I'm a stylist by trade, and I love having my hands busy. My body does not allow for that anymore. So I have a lot of autoimmune things going on. So when I started in this journey of being in a home-based business, my mind got very busy, and I didn't know how to get all of my busyness out, if that makes sense. I kind of felt like stuck, right? I felt like I was like just doing the same thing over and over again. I didn't know how to get all that busy mind stuff out. When I sought mentorship and realized how powerful this space could be and how much my mentor could guide me to the right space, that's when my shift happened and I realized how much, you know, mentorship can, you know, help me anyway, could help me bring my voice to the world and help other people. And that's where I want to be. So if you're feeling that way, or if anybody out there is feeling that way, I can only say that for me, mentorship was the key. And, you know, really digging in and diving into that, and really listening to yourself when you feel those breakthroughs, listen to them and really, really think about what your mind, your spirit, and your body are telling you and move forward with it. And when you're scared, go with it. Go with those scary, scary things and, you know, dig into them and dive forward, because that's when you're going to get the most results.
Mm-hmm. That is powerful. Absolutely powerful. And yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome stuff. So as you have sat in your business and you've had success in your business, is there any other special projects you're working on? Is there any other wonderful things that you see that you're going to do in your future and just continue to grow your business, of course, and raise your kids? But what are some of those other aspirations and dreams and things that you're working on currently that you'd like to share with us? Because we all have them.
Yes. So I was just part of a book, which is amazing. That is something that I have always dreamed of. And that I actually... when this project, you know, kind of fell upon me, I jumped right on it, because sometimes you just feel like you need to get it out and you don't know how. Mm-hmm. And when this project fell upon me, I was like, oh my gosh, it's the time. And I was super scared. But when this book came to light, I knew that I needed to do it. And so that is coming up and will be coming out on February 28th. So I'm super excited about that. So that's something huge. So that's the next thing that I'm you know, working on. And then hopefully, you know, a little bit more of that will be, you know, snowballing, because I really, really enjoyed working on that.
That's
that
awesome.
Was amazing. Yeah.
What was the most powerful piece about sharing your story that will be on Amazon on February 28th with 18 other women?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I think actually putting it on paper. You know, I think we keep things in our minds so much and we don't actually like say them out loud. So for me, getting it on paper in one place was pretty intense. I don't think I ever put it in one place on paper. It was really an intense experience, and having it is a treasure, I have to say. Just having it in one space, it was a really powerful experience. And having it in the same place as all these other amazing women who are sharing their stories as a collection is a really, really powerful thing.
Yeah. There's when women come together, and even men, because we had men in a previous book that I had published, and it came from a different perspective and it had a different feel, but there's power in the collections, as you say, and everybody, it just shows the power of the journey and how all of the lessons and all of the obstacles and all of the things that we get taught are setting us on our path for what we're supposed to do in our future. And
exactly.
And that's one of the most powerful things. When I was a part of a compilation back in December of 2016, it totally changed everything about my business, about my family, and it just put my soul out there. And so when we talk about, you know, doing that soulful work, just as we wrap up here, what are sort of the things that, you know, you've done that have put you in your journey in really in touch with that soulful place that we've talked about today?
I think that doing that project really put me in touch with myself a little bit more, which is pretty interesting, because I actually thought that I was in touch with myself until I realized what putting it on paper and getting it out there actually did for me. I remember emailing you or texting you or one thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm writing this and I'm crying. And I like getting it out there, it really, I couldn't believe the way that it was making me actually feel inside. So for me, it's gotten to the point where I feel like I need to like journal, and I need to get more out there, because I feel like I need to let other people know, you know, what my journey's been about, and that it's not just about me. It's about them too. And the things that they're able to do, you know, like I said, if I can do this, anybody can. I am like a crazy, like I said, the biggest mess, hot mess, busy mama you'll ever meet. Spend a day in my house and people say that it should be a sitcom. It is crazy. The point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, you can do anything that you want. There's no reason to be hiding behind whatever you're hiding behind. Getting it out there is the most incredible experience that I've ever had. And I can't wait to do it more and more and more and more, because it's the most cathartic and incredible thing to help others, you know, let their light shine. And it's just such an amazing experience.
Right. Awesome. That is so, so good. So where can people find you on social media? What is your website?
So I have a fan page on Facebook, and that's probably where I'm most active. And that is Sarina Breen. Just, you know, my first name and last name, S-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is B like boy, R-E-E-N, not green like the color. And then I have a website which is under construction right now, and that is serenabreen.com.
Perfect. Love it. And is there anything that you would just, I mean, we've touched a lot on strategies and tools and feelings and giving, you know, you kind of been very awesome about sharing all your top tips with us. Is there anything that you'd love to leave our audience with just as a last lessons learned, mindset tips, any of that type of stuff?
If there is something that you are thinking about doing, do it. Just do it. You have one life to live and you're not going to get that again. Just get out there and be who you are. Don't be afraid and do what you were meant to do or what you think you're meant to do, because that probably means that that's for you. And that's probably my best tip.
Yeah. And you can start at any age.
Exactly. You're never too old. You're never too young. I am a, and I'm not embarrassed to say it, I am a 42-year-old mom of four. And I thought my brain was made of oatmeal. And guess what? It's not. I can do things that I didn't know I could do 2 years ago. And it's pretty cool.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you for spending time with us. And thank you for attempting to do this from a bathroom, because I know that this interview is really super important to you. So thank you for just making it work and being resilient. And I do see a sitcom book in your future. I really do.
I'm about to start recording stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to start recording this stuff, like voice memos or something, because there's something here for you. Oh my God. Yeah. I think we all have those stories, but we always think that we just never, they're too funny to share. But actually, I think that's the power of being a mom boss, is just openly talking about not being perfect and being perfectly imperfect and owning it.
I would have to agree with you.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, thanks again for being on the show. And thank you to all of our listeners that joined us today or catching the replay. We're here to help you live your stellar life, which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, and the topic of the day, resiliency and finding the soul in your life, which leads to better relationships, more love, and all of the great things that go along with that. So till then, we'll see you next time, and go out and live your stellar life.
Thanks for listening to The Heather Andrews Show. For more exclusive content, visit heatherandrews.press. Until next time, stay focused and live the stellar life you are meant to live by following it through.